So we're going to do this, for his chus for refuah shleima for Navadina Bas Sterna, and also for Rivka Chana Bas Sipara. They should all be zochet to have a refuah shleima from this chus of our learning together. Okay, so we're doing Sif Sechein, the Hakdama Gimel on Lime Svira. Okay, so it says like this: Mitzvah Svira Saomer Lav Bamiras Bepeh Milvad Talya Milsa. So the mitzvah of Svira, of counting the Omer, is not just our articulation. Ela avoda gedola shel taharas halev v'zichu chamidos. So it's not just us counting and verbally saying the count, but rather it's also the process of purification of our hearts, and also really our working on our midos. Lisaper v'lizakech v'letaher et halev mikol minei tumos v'hara v'hasidra achar hasher lidbo. Right, it's to count, it's to cleanse, it's to purify our hearts from all the different impurifications, tumos, and the sitra achra that domineer over the heart. Kedugmas sfiras sheva nikim. So, like, the model that we're following is this idea of the 7 clean days that a woman counts when she's a nida. Leo, so we're going through that same idea. We're counting towards. Liot muchan liyom achamishim yom kabbalah satorah. Right, so they will be prepared and ready for the 50th day, which is getting the Torah, the receiving of the Torah. Okay, so let's look at the right side here. Ikar hasfira from the top is latar lezachich aguf b'sidur shel Shabbos. That's a sefer. Achar sheherich b'tachlis geulas Mitzrayim shehaita b'peta pitom migodel shlitas hatuma. Right, so this is what we talked about. This idea that leaving Egypt was really a moment in time it was actually like an instant that it occurred, and it needed to be done because of the severity of the situation. There was no time to wait. So he writes, Kasav, to take of Acher Yom Harishon Shal Pesach, Acher Shehotzia Mimitzrayim Tumas Erev Asaretz, Velo Yahaya Yare Shalo Yishku Od Bituma. So the idea is that the first night of Pesach and the first day, so after that, when he took us out from that very serious situation of where we were potentially going to fall to like the abyss, so then after we get past that, so he see Hashem was mitzava siva lahem sheyisbru lahem shiva shavuot shlemos kadesh achar kach yisku lekabal satara. So after we get out of that very, very precarious situation, so now Hashem says, okay, now we can do the proper work, like we talked about before. So this model of 7 sevens is really 7 times this process of the cleansing, or the one going through the cleanse, the purification from Nida. So, because the idea, the model of that is that she became Tame through seeing the menstrual blood, and so now she has to work towards becoming Tahor. So too, that's the model that we're following. We were coming from a place of extreme Tuma, and now we're going to need this process of going 7 times 7. So it's the process of Taharas Hanida on steroids, right? 7 times 7. V'heim hayusofrim shiva shavuot misbar memtet yamim kideshi yotziu atzma meha memtet shari tuma asher hayu nishkan betocham b'mitzrayim. Right? So they had to go out of the 49 levels of Tumah that they were in, and then to go into V'lahachnis atzman b'mem tashari kedusha. So they're going from one extreme to the other, but it's process of the 49. Ki sfir hu lashon ha'era v'zikoch. Sfira, it comes from the lashon of of illumination, and also at the same time, the idea of purification or cleansing. Vigamata. So now, mash anu mitzuvin lispor sfira to omer lav besfira bamir pebavatayam milsa. So it's not just on that alone of saying it, but rather, you know, that process of counting is just like kind of like a secondary thing. The ikar really is this avoda that we have to do. Right, so here we have all these forces of evil that are in us. Right, we have all these like negative powers or things that are, or even if you want to say they're neutral powers that could be turned to bad, but they're very powerful. And so the process here is to really try to cleanse and to take those powers and energies and focus them, or to, you know, channel them in the proper direction. V'hu ke'en ha'achana she'kashe yachin atzmo b'nikiyus v'taras ha'lev ha'idei shviras ha'taiva v'kochas ha'yetzahara az lafi ha'erech ha'achanato ke'en titrabebo or ha'kedusha. So the more work that we do in purifying ourselves and really getting to a higher level of being prepared to be able to take in the energy, so that's what's going to, in turn, we're going to have the ability to take Hashem in. Aval im lo yinaket gufo mikodem mishorash taivas harayim shabo lo tuchal hashchina lishkon b'tochos. All right, so we want God to dwell within us. We have to do some work to create a place that is ra'i for that. V'lachein, and therefore, kodem ba chag hakadosh, chag hashvuos, hamutad lekabalas haTorah. So before this holy holiday of Shavuos, which is sent up to receive the Torah, v'chol shana chozer lemitzias harishon ki yadua. So it's interesting if you think about it, right? We personally were not in Mitzrayim, right? So it's almost like, so, but nevertheless, we're saying here that each year we come back to the same situation where we need to go through this process to get ourselves ready for Kabbalah Satara. Right? We're going back to that place. We have to count this, go through this process of the 7 complete weeks. We have to basically cleanse ourselves from the 49 levels of tumah that are within us, like in a natural state of being. That's kind of where we're coming from. And so through this, gam shorash chelik nishmaso yevurar v'yetzei mibechinas haklipos hasholtin alav. And so through this process, we're going to be able to take our pristine, let's say, right? So we're going to be able to cleanse or clarify, right? And we'll come out from the place of the klipos that are having dominion over us. Right, so we're getting towards, what are we doing? What's Chag HaShavuos? It's the 50th day, is like a Yovel. It's a day of emancipation, right? It's of true, like, right, the at that point, we're going to get to a place of a tremendous amount of light again, right? Coming from that place of 50, of freedom, of liberty, of emancipation. And then Ya'ir Ha'ora al Shoresh Chelik Nishmasa Sheyatzem Mitachas Yedei Rishus Haset Rachra. So what's going to be able to benefit is that which is able to cleanse itself. So the more of a neshamas that we're able to be metaher is going to be that which will be open to receive when that light comes through at the time of Shavuos. And we Shem Ya'ir al Nishmasa Lamata B'Shevetoch Gufo Ki Gam Gufo Nasen Naki Mezuchach LeKabalas Kedusha Hashem Ayin Shem Be'Orach. Right, so this is all coming from this is all teachings from the Zohar in Parshas Emor. Okay, so this idea of the process of what we're going through here is really to like work towards cleansing ourselves or purifying ourselves, or again, like I said, like taking these energies and these taivos and channeling them in the proper way. Okay, so now back to the middle here. So now, v'noagim lomar hasfira v'habracha be'esh hitlavus yoter mishar brachas hametzah. So I always wondered, like, why is it, like, you know, the rabbi gets up there and he does the mitzvah, the bracha, and he's like, it's like saying it with such tremendous zeal, right? So he says that's the minhag. The minhag is to say this bracha with an extra special, bream, right? Like a brand, like a real, like, you know, fire. Why? So the reason is, he says, ki hamira be'atzma behidlavas v'hidoros mesay lezichach v'tara. Because when a person really gets into it and he says it with tremendous zeal, that's actually something that awakens and helps a person to get to a higher level of cleansing, of tahara, of purity. V'nevayar ata kavanas habracha im seder hamirata. So now, what are we thinking? When we say the bracha, what should be the kavanas? What are the kavanas? So he says like this. Mitchila yomer ha'lashem yuchud v'hanimuchan beit lavas v'bekol ram l'horera talev l'kiyom ha'metzah. So first things first, we should say the shem yuchud. And the hanimuchan, we should say it with out loud and with a lot of kavana in order to awaken our hearts for this mitzvah. So now, let's understand. When we say this, it's interesting on the bottom here in this Os Yud, he says that the Divrei Chaim he didn't say the Hinni Muchan. It's like a whole thing. Did he say the Hinni Muchan? Did he not say the Hinni Muchan? Okay, he ends up saying he should say the Hinni Muchan. Fine, but it's just funny. He has a whole thing on that. Okay, what? Right. So it's interesting that he questions why. It's a whole thing here. It's just funny, like, you know.
The reason we didn't do it we discussed this by Chanukah, right?
About not saying it at all? About But you say the Shem Yichud?
You don't say the Shem Yichud, but you say it only once before Baruch Shamar, and that's the only time you say it.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Meaning that's the only time in any Nusachari. Okay. It's interesting. All right, fine. But let's see what are the kavanos here, okay? V'hine, ifsika hilchasa, detzrichen lispor me'umad. Okay, so fine. So he doesn't get into, a little bit. But okay, so he says like this. First and foremost, when you say sfira, you're supposed to stand. Why? Because v'lemduhu mikra, because you learn it from the pasuk. Shiva shavuos tispar lach mehechel chemish bakama. Now, al tekri bakama, ela bikoma, standing. So you should say it standing. Hainu shi amod al raglov, melo koma so, be'ez kiyam mitzvah sira sober. So a person says stand fully erect when he's doing the mitzvah of sira sober. And why? Ba'tam, mishum shem mitzvah hazot hi tikun l'chol koma sa'adam sheva midosa. So it's a beautiful idea. Why stand up straight? Because this process of sfira is a tikun for the seven midos of a person, of the physical body. Person's going to channel all of his powers of his body to God. So now, this idea of that we know that the midos are connected, the different parts of the body. So the seven spheres, the lower, right, the top three are the mochin, is the brain. But then we go chesed, gvura, tferes. Chesed is the right hand. Gvura is the left hand. And then tferes is the heart or in the middle. And then it goes to the feet. So netzach and hod are the bottom feet. And then yisod is the middle of the body, is by the middle of the body, by the genitalia. And then malchus is either the bottom or the top, but really it's the idea of the receiving. Okay, so now, but it corresponds to the parts of the body. Hands, feet, yisod, malchus is where? It's the crown, really, but okay. But also has a lower part. Okay, either way. But it's so the idea of standing up straight is that we're symbolically saying that this is where we're going to channel all of our powers of our physicality towards God. Okay. The Seder HaKavanos B'Brachas HaSfira HuKach. So now, when we say the Bracha, what are the Kavanos? So when we say Ba'amir Hashem Havaya Shal B'Brachas HaSfira. So here, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, that Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Yechavein, we should have in mind the Shem Havaya of Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Miloi Alfin. Right? So we always go through these Milois, right? So the Miloi, how would you write out Yud, the Hey, and the Vav, and the Hey? So he says, in this one, we should have in mind the Yud, He, Aleph, then Vav, Aleph, Vav, and He, Aleph, which is the gematria of Mem, He, 45, Kiminyan Adam. Because what's the idea? Lahamshich tikun l'chol ha'adam, right? Because the idea is to create a tikun for all of man, or the all of the man. V'yesh, Lechavein Hashem Hazeh Yud Pamim Litatkein Kol Asara Chalke Komaso Haromezet Al Ha'eser Sviros Kiyadua. So we're going to take the 45 and we're going to say times 5 times 10 because it's going to go against each of the different midos of the sphere, the 10 spheres. Fine. Ubemiloi Shal Ha'os Vav, and right, we have the Vav. Because good, it goes Yud. Then we have Vav. Vav, Aleph, Vav. And here we're saying, Sheha Aleph, Shebein, Habet, Vavin. So the Aleph that sits in between the two Vavs, right? So when you do the Vav in Miloy, it's Vav, Aleph, Vav. So the Aleph that sits between the two Vavs, Nimshach, Mishem, Eke. Haromez, Al Hamochen. The Toch Hashem Havaya Haromez Alamidos. Do you ever see the Sfardi Sfart Sefer a sitter where it has this like crazy? You ever see the Shem Hashem, and it has all these different things going on in that shame? So here he's describing. I never understood it. Here he's explaining what's really going on there. He says in the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you start expanding it out, that's what the Miloy is. So he's saying that in the shame in the Vav. In the Yud Kei Vav Kei has this idea of an expansion of that Aleph that's in the Vav, which is Vav Aleph Vav, right? So you have an Aleph there. That's drawing from Eke, the Shem Aleph Hey Yud Hey, right? And that's the Shem that Hashem appeared when Moshe is talking to Hashem at the Sneh, or vice versa, like Hashem is talking to Moshe at the Sneh, and Moshe asks Hashem, what name should I tell them? And he says, Eke Asher Eke, right? So that name, so he's saying that now when we have the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Bracha of Sfira, and we say Baruch Atah Hashem, so first things first, we're having in mind in the Yud of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, he says this idea of the Mem He, right? That there's this idea of 45. That's a tikkun for all of a person, of a man. Then you have the Vav. Now that you're having Hakavana, that you're going to bring in the Shem Eke that's in the middle of the Vav, right? In the middle of the Vav has a planted Aleph. And so that you're going to pull in, and that's hinting to the idea of the Mochin, of the conscious, of consciousness, of awareness. And you're going to bring that in, Letoch Hashem Havoya Haromez Alamidos. And that's going to, you're going to actually pull that in to the Shem Havoya that's now referring to the Midos. So it's Mochin, you're bringing, basically what he's saying is you're now having Kavana. I want to bring the awareness into the Midos. So what I'm really saying is I'm trying to pull in from a spiritual plane, I'm trying to pull into myself the Shem Eke into the Midos. And he's saying, and in that way I'm pulling the light the idea of chius, the idea of vitality into the midos. So I'm drawing in from Shem Eke into the midos. Umizei agia orah v'chius b'pnimis adam gematria mem hei miloi havoya b'kanal lahair et midosav l'takrim. So what I'm doing is now I'm pulling this in, and my desire is to bring that light into the midos, and in that way that will be a way of a tikkun. Kizek kol ikar pulas hasfira. Because what are we talking about here? The whole point of sfira is lahorid oros hamochin l'toch hamidos. Because what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to bring down the light of the mochin, the light of the consciousness, the light of awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to bring it into the midos and l'ha'iram v'l'hachyosam sheyishtamish behem ba'ofen haroi. And I want to channel that into the midos so that it will bring the vitality and light in, and that therefore the midos will be used in the proper way. V'ofen yiridasan hu aidei ribua. And how does this come down? How does this work? Because we're talking now the shame eke, right? We're saying that, so we have the yud, and then the hey is like this, the vav is this magic vav, because in the vav itself is eke, and I'm bringing it down, and he's saying it's a cube, a ribua, it's like this, aleph, aleph, hey, aleph, hey, yud, aleph, hey, yud, hey. Ki amochen einam rotzen leireid lamata. It's like a force that does not want to come down. V'kasher nishalchim lemat alahir heima yordim kitzat v'chozim v'olan. It's like there's a gravitational pull the opposite way, right? Just the way we have gravity. I throw up my watch, it falls down because it's something that's pulling it down. When it comes to this, what he's describing is the mochin don't want to come down. It's not naturally they belong above. We're trying to pull it down. What's going to happen is kasher nishlachin lamata lahayir hema yardin ketzad. They come down a little bit, and then what happens? They go back and they go back up. They ascend the chosrin chalila ad shemegia lemakom shnichusan. So what are we doing? We're battling to pull it down and to let it stay here, right? So that's what's going on here. Interesting. He says here that it's like fire that like naturally rises. Okay, fine. So now, v'lachein, yesh l'chavim b'amiras Hashem b'birchas ha'sfira. So when we say the Shem Hashem in the sfira, in that bracha, miloi havaya b'alfin, right? So the first thing is we say the whole way that we fill in when we do a miloi of yud kei vav kei, it's going to be with the aleves. V'yishalev b'emsa miloi vav et Hashem e kebiribua. Right? So then you'll as you're saying the Shem Hashem, it's a lot going on here. You're going to have in mind this Vav, this magic Vav that has the Eke in it. And you're going to do this like, so you're going to do Yud Hey, Vav Hey, see with the Miloi. And then you're going to have that Aleph Hey Yud, that's basically this Ribua. It's kind of like an unfolding of, or steps within the unfolding of the Shem Eke. Okay? So now if you open up that Svardi Siddur, you're definitely going to see these types of things. You've never understood what that's going on here. He's explaining to us what they're really doing. It's like a kavana. So like if you would look at the Siddur, that's probably why it's written there. Like people are holding there. They're like, I once sat next to a guy in Shul in Israel. He had a Siddur. I don't know what was going on in that Siddur, but he had different Ramazim going on. I was like, I'm looking like, oh my God, like what? It was wild. I have a hard enough time just doing the regular stuff, and this guy is doing like he's doing crazy stuff, whatever. But you see here, there's a lot of kavanas. This is, and he said somewhere this thing. He's like, we're this is the simple stuff. It gets very complicated when you want to get into these hardcore kavanas. Okay, so we're getting like this is kavanas for dummies. Okay, so now, va'ideza yardu v'yairu or hamochen l'toch midos ha'adam l'achiosum l'taknam. So what's going on is that we're now pulling, if we do this kavana, so if we sit down and we say Baruch Atah Hashem, and as we're saying Hashem, we have in mind the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're saying the Yud is a Miloi of Yud, with the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, the He, the Alet, the Vav, and Yud, and the, I'm sorry, the Yud and the He, and then you have the Vav. And in that Vav, you start thinking, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. And then the Vav and the Hey, Aleph. What you're really doing in that Kavana is you're pulling from the world of the Mochin, of the consciousness, of the intellect, and you're pulling that into the physical realm, into the Toch HaMidos. in order to pull that energy and that power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the source of all vitality, and you're pulling that into the midos, into your body, into yourselves. And then in that way, right, so that's going to be a tikkun that, and then it's of course compounded with whatever's going on. Like tonight is Netzach Shebet Teferes, okay? So Netzach Shebet Teferes, so whatever those, and so Netzach, that was, I guess, Hakdama Beis, we could go back to that, but like to think about each one is, again, this needs more, that you can't do the midos on one foot. It's like you have to really delve into each one in more depth. I felt it was like too ambiguous there. Okay, either way. So, but the idea is that each night has a special energy that's going on. And so what you're doing is you're pulling this light, this energy in, and then it's supposed to be with that pull that we do, if we have these kavanas and we do the proper meditation, we can bring that energy into our bodies to do a tikkun for what's necessary, what's needed. Okay. Now, when we say Al Sfira Sa'omer, Ba'amro Al Sfira Sa'omer, so in the bracha we say Al Sfira Sa'omer, Yechavim Beroshe Hatevos Sfira Sa'omer Sha'ola Samach He, right? The first letter of each word, Samach He, Kiminyan Shem Adonai, right? So that has the same gematria. Okay, so now you're actually going back, even though we said Baruch Atah Hashem, and we're using the Shem Adnos, it's when we say the Sfiras HaOmer word, Sfiras HaOmer, those two words, that we should have with in mind the first two letters, the first letter of each word there, Sfirat HaOmer, the Tzamache, which equals Adonai, Bekavana Lahamshech HaAra HaLaz, right? Now this idea, again, also, it's a continuation of this idea of bringing the Shem Yudkei Vavkei together with the Shem Eheke, L'tocha Olam Hazeh, Shehaya Sfirat HaMalchus, Sheba Meir Hashem Adonai, right? So now you bring it into this world, which is, this world is a place of Malchus, ultimately, right? It's receiving, it's a Kli. And Sheba Meir Hashem Adonai, right? So that this in this world, we have the Shem Adnas. Aidei Tikkun Hamida Shel Laila Halazah. Zeo tach leshlemus havoda legalot hamalchuso yisbarach olam hashafal hazeh. Because what's the bottom line? What are we trying to do here? The point of this, right? Tach leshlemus havoda is to reveal God's malchus, his royalty, his right in this world, in this lowly world. Ayidei hamshachas haor ha'alyon. Right. So how do we do it? Right. What we're doing is we're bringing in this supernal light, we'll call it, right? And how do we do it? Through these three shemos. Eke, Yudke Vavke, and Adonai. V'az, Yitukon HaMalchus Shamayim Mishlemos. So what we're doing, our process of bringing God into this world is, in its sense, it's we're creating a tikkun, we're giving a place, ultimately, for Malchus Shamayim to be Mishlemos in this world. So V'hine, Nodad zot, sheyesh shtei sugei dinim hanikrom shach v'par. Okay, so now, what's going on? What we're really involved in here at the time of Sfiras HaOmer is a time of din. So he explains in the next hakdama that these are yemei hadin, these are days of judgment, and what's going on is that in the physical world, this is a time when the grain is growing. And so when our livelihood is growing, right, when our sustenance is growing, it's like there's a time of din. It's a time of judgment. So now, therefore, if these days are days of din, so then, so we need to do whatever we can to soften and to sweeten the judgment. Okay, so now, what is this shach and par? So go back to your gimel here, on the other page. Hashach dinim v'ham takatam aydei hosefes or alufo shel olam. Right, so we're going to have these 320 dinim, and the hamtaka, right, of those dinim through the increase of light from Hashem. So what's this talking about? Ha'inyan hu, the yesh shach dinim, shesharasham and chamesh pamim tevas din. So din times five is, what do we have here? We have nun, 5064, times five. So what does it come out to? What is it?
320,
right? So that's shach. Which comes out, where do we get the idea of five? From the fact that in the Shem Elokim, which is always associated with din, has five letters. Hayotze mechamesh osio shal Shem Elokim. Hamora al tzimtzum bedin, right? The idea of the Shem Yudke, oh, sorry, the Shem Elokim is always associated with God pulling back and the idea of din. So now, so if you do five letters, five, din, times five is 320. Sha'ola b'gmatria shach. Gam nichtach, now this is interesting. Gam nichtach b'tara lamed beis pamim Hashem Elokim, it's a masa b'reishis. So what do you have there? You hear? 32. And he says everything is in a multiple of 10, because there, b'kol echam mehem kula me'eser. So the lamed, the 32 times that Shem Elokim is used in the creation story, times 10, now I would think maybe it's connected to the 10 mamaros of the creation. So Elokim times 10, sorry, the 32 times that Elokim appears in the creation story, times 10 is 320 also. So the hamtakatam, hu aide hosafas os aleph. So how do you soften the din there? It's through the addition of the letter Aleph. Hamora al rachamim min alufo shalolam. Right? So how do you, it's by the Aleph indicates God, alufo shalolam, and his rachamim. Vaideza nasa mitevas din Hashem Adonai. You see that? Really wild, din with an aleph on it. Din with an aleph on it is Adonai. You see that? Okay, but the osios, shehu osios din im aleph, right? So Adonai is din with an aleph. V'namtikin hachamisha pamim din v'nasa shin chaf he. So you take the you're taking the 320 and you're adding on five. Besod hakasov, v'chamat hamelech shachacha. Besod hakasov, ashrei ha'am shekacha lo. Shin kaf hey, right? So kacha, or shin kaf hey, right? So you're taking the hey. So the idea again is the softening through the aleph of Adonai. Okay. Fine. So that's shach. So that's the shach part, and then the par. The par ha par dinim ham takatam, aide shemos kel havoya. Ha inyan hu, shdiyesh par dinim, shashar sham mechamesh osios manats pach. So now, han misbar elu mechamesh osios ola resh pe. Now, again, what would be the significance of this? The five letters that come sophi tevos, right? These are like at the end of a word. So now he's saying that if you add those up, it comes out to 280. So what we about the tenuhu lasod min par from this idea of this din of 280, we want to make it para osios rafa, which means to soften. Milashon dina rifya means to soften, a soft judgment. V'yimtiku adina barachman. V'kasher techelak et ha-hei osios ha-olim par b'mispar shava. So if you were to split up 280 into five, yagia mispar nun vav l'chalechad. Each one will have the number 56. Ki hei pamim nun vav olim par. V'heim ha-chamesh gevuros ha-nirmazim b'chamesh pamim nenvav shebashir shel pigayim. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu, aleinu u'masi adenu, kona aleinu u'masi adenu koner. So in that, you have this idea of the repeating 56. So, because you see how you see at the end of each one, it has nenvav, 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 five times. You see that? Elokeinu, aleinu, yadenu, aleinu, the nunvav. So you see the 56 repeating at the end of the word. So what's the bottom line? So you have this type of a din through this manatz pach, like the end. I guess it's like an emphasis on the end, meaning like, you know, my understanding. Again, it could be that there's more to this. There's definitely more to this, but the idea of manatz pach being a midah in din is the idea that you're pushing towards the end, and it's a hard end. It's not like your normal, right? So you have like this special letter that changes at the end. So like emphasis on the end. So that's kind of a din type of thing. So therefore, v'hamtakatam hu gamkein kasha yitosaf os aleph. When you add the aleph, hamor al hamshachas ha'or harachmi min alufo shel olam, l'chol echa mi ha'chamesh nun vav, Yase mikol echa misbar zan. Right, so you're going to move it from nunvav to zayinun. Right, you're taking it up one. Shehu al begamatria shemos shel rachamim kel Hashem. So then, right, if you take that times five, I guess it's going to come out. I don't know if it's times now. Maybe it's, but zan 57. We'll do the math. It comes out to that thing. The idea of kel yud kei vav kei. Va'az yimtiku adinim berachanim. V'zeh sod ha-pasuk kel Hashem vayir alanu. You see that? So like the idea of kel Hashem, which is what? Gematria 57, is vayir alanu. Lanu. Right to the nunvav. So the Kel Hashem is the light to the 56. Perish Aidei Hashemas Kel Havaya Shehem Begematria Zan Meirim Minim Takin Hanunvav Shehem Agvuras V'Adinim. Beautiful idea, right? So like in the from that Kel Hashem Vayar Lanu Nu Nunvav is coming from that idea of 56, which is 1/5. Right? If you take the par, you split it into five. And each one is 56. So that's Midas Hadin. So Vayar Lanu, right? Vayar Lanu is that Hashem, Kel Hashem is going to be the light to the and the Amtaka for the Din. Okay? Wow. So therefore he's saying is again, so you have two types of Din that are at play. You have the Shach and the Par. You have the 320 and you have the 280. And so the idea is to do a amtaka to somehow soften that. So Dina Darafia, right? Dina Rafia. So we're saying that what is the Shem Adonai, the Aleph onto Din, the Alufo Shel Olam. So what we're saying is, the bottom line is that what we're really doing is if you bring God, if you bring Hashem into the equation, that's going to soften the din. Because ultimately, that's where like the din is coming from, a lack of that, right? A lack of Shem Hashem, or the idea of presence of Hashem. Lachin, back to the middle here. Lachin yichavin yispalel b'machshavto b'eis amiras hatevosh al sviras haomer da'idei ha'ara shehim shech afsho v'amiras Hashem. So the illumination that comes at the time when you say God's name, that's yumtiku hashach dinim hanirmazim etevas omer. Because in omer, in dalet os yosav begmatria shach, oof. Right? So the four letters plus the gematria of omer equals 320. So we're going to say it again. In that, you see a reference potentially to the idea of the 320 of the, again, a reference of Din. So all we're saying the same theme is that What we're trying to do is pull God in. We're trying to pull down Hashem. We're doing it, and the Kavanah is the Shemus of Hashem we're having is to bring that light, the power, the vitality of that that's represented by these Shemos into ourselves. It brings a tikkun. It also softens the din that's present at this time. So now also, Ubamro Tevas Hayom, Yechavin Shetevas Yom Im HaKolel B'Gematria Nun Zayin. Keminyan Shtei Shemos Kel Havoya. So too, when we say Hayom, so the word Yom equals, with its Kolel, comes out to 57, which again brings us to the idea of the Shem Kel Havoya. Shihash Kel Yud Ke Vav Ke. Again, Ubezei Yimtuku Hapar Dimim. So we're saying, Hashem, these names that symbolize your chesed and rachmim, Ya'ir Hashem Yisbarach Aleinu or ha-chesed va-rachmim. So we're saying to God, we should have a kavana, Hashem, bring in, let you please share your chesed and rachmim to be able to come in and soften the din, the severity of the din, and at the same time also bring in a tikkun of the midos. So now, achar kach ba'odo omed, so now, while he's still standing, he says, what, yomar harachaman hu yachzer lanu avados beis ha-mikdash demkom ha-meher v'yameinu amein selah, ki ad ata, because until now, zachinu rak l'kayem ha-mitzvah b'dibor v'lo b'masa. Right? All we've done here is we're verbalizing. V'anu mispalim l'Hashem yisbarach, so we're asking Hashem, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash quickly, and then we want to be able to do this actively. So that we then should be zocha to understand, and right, ladas v'yiras Hashem, right, and the fear of Hashem or the awe of Hashem, to understand the depths or the pnimius, the inner, Bechinos, Bechinatam Bekodesh. Right, so we want to understand, look at a deeper understanding of things. So, Be'odo Omeid, so while he's still standing also, Yamshich Lomar Mizmor Elokim Yechanenu, Sheyeshbo Memtes Tevos, has also 49 Tevos, V'Yichavein Teva Achas Mimena Bechol Laila. One should have in mind for each night one of those Tevos for that corresponding night. V'chein Yichavein Bechol Laila Os Echad Mipasak Yismechu. Sheyeshbo memtes osios. Yismachu, I mean the pasuk. Mipasuk yismachu. Okay, and there also has 49 letters in that pasuk. Okay, so again, this idea, the theme of 49, that we're supposed to have kavanas for that, which I guess is the idea of building up to that wholeness. So then, achar kach omrim tefilas ano b'koach, shal rosh etevo shala nikra shem membez. Right, the name of 42. Uba malin etat tfilos lemala. And through that, we raise up the tfilos above, the yesh beharoshe tevo shala zayin shemos. And there you also have the seven names, b'chol shem vav osios. And in each one you have six letters, the yesh lechavin b'chol yom haos harmerumot lemidas hayom haru. Im ateva shal hatfilo lemashal b'yom harishon. Like, so here's an example. On the first night, Yechavin os aleph of Shem Abag, Yud Tav Tzadik, V'tevat Ana. Right, so you're going to say aleph, because it's aleph, it's also in alphabetical order, right? So you're going to have in mind aleph beis gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, and also Ana v'kacha b'chol yamim. Okay. Fine. Meaning, like, if you look at the right side here, where it says Amirus Dana Bekach Bishara Kavanos, it says Gam Yichavin Kavana Acheres V'hi V'shem Ben Membez Haromos B'Roshet Tevas Tfilas Ana Bekach Gedulas V'hu Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tov Tzadi V'Chaverav Ana Bekach. Right, so Aleph Beis Gedulas Yemincha Tatir Tzuror. You see, so that's your Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, right? Ana B'Koach Gedulas Yemincha Tatir Tzurura. Okay, Shehem Zayin Shemos ובכל שם ובאוסיוס. בשבוע הראשון תחווה לשם האלף שהוא אלף בייז גימל יוד תו צעדי, ותחלקהו בזיין ימי השבוע ההיא, ובזה האופן. So this is what you would do. You would take os aleph b'leil rishon, os beis b'leil sheni, os gimel b'leil gimel, os yud b'leil dalet, os tav b'leil hay, and os zadi b'leil vav. V'chol vav osios atzma b'leil zayin, and then you put them all together on the seventh day. V'al derasev v'chol shavua b'shem shel chalko. Okay, so in there, these names. Okay, so I don't know. I would say it's good to know that it exists, and we should strive one day to be able to get to that level. Okay, now. Next. Biyom ha-shvi shal kol shavua ha-merumaz l'midas malchus. So at the end of, right on the seventh day of each week, which is coming to the midah of malchus, right, which is always, we say, she'en la me'atzma klum, right, malchus has nothing of itself. L'chein ein la la'atzma os chadosh, it has no new letter. Rak yeshba ha'klolos Shalsheshes Yamim, right? So what he's saying is basically, you have these six letters. On the seventh night, it's the sixth altogether because it has no letter for this for Malchus. Mechuvanim klalos shal hashavua hazeh, dahainu b'shavua rishon, aleph beis gimel yud tov tzadi, b'yom hashvi'i shal shavua hasheni, the same thing. Right? That's a kabel rina samcha, sagvinu tarenu nara, right? So there you see, like again, he's just saying that you take the first letter of each of these words. And so you're splitting it up. There are 49 letters in Anu B'Koach. Okay. And then the bottom line is, B'Gemara Sfira, Amrim Tfilas Ribono Shel Olam, HaNidfas B'Sidurim, L'Vakesh Al Tikun HaBegam HaMiucha Lo Sar Yom. Right? So, as is referenced in the Hakdama that we skipped. So the idea is that in the Ribono Shel Olam, you're going to reference, like we said, tonight's Netzach Shabbat Tveras. After that, V'Acher Gemara Vodas HaSfira B'Laila, Adayin lo nigmar ha-mitzvah. Okay, so even though you counted, you're not done yet. Now this is interesting. Ki ha-svira tzricha liyot temimus. V'lachin yesh la-hazkir v'lispor gam b'yom. So there's an idea, just counting a night's not enough, but you should really count during the day as well. V'gam l'skor avodas hayom b'pratios, and that should remember what the avoda in that particular day is. V'min ha gisrael torahi la-hazkir mispar hayom b'chol makom sh'shayach. So like during Sfira, when you're writing a letter, which I don't know what that is. Do you know, I don't know if anybody, do you know what a letter is? I'm not sure what that is. But if you were to do such a thing and you're putting on the date at the top, you'd actually write this. Today's the 18th. Today's the 18th of Sfira, right? So then you would actually, you know, just not keeping track of like the day of the week or the month or whatever, but you'd actually include the day of the Sfira. So like we have...
If you're writing a check, you can put
that. There you go. What's that? You're going to put that in your what do you call it? Your
check and a letter.
In your, what do you call it? The banking, electronic banking? You put it in the memo. If you ever, you know, put it in the memo section. Okay. Yeah, what's a check? I don't know. Okay. Okay, so what's interesting about it, like in our minyan, someone announces every day, he announces tonight, today's the such and such day of the Omer. So this is, here we got it here. Okay. 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 So next, ve'etz atova laskir atasfira gam atfila shachar asumincha kodem amiras lam natzeach va'ana b'koach b'gmar atfila. So there are, I guess there are people that say lam natzeach ana b'koach, whatever. So in that place, whatever. But the idea is to to count it again multiple times during the day. So he says here that there's a minhag that would to say it as many as 10 times. Right, min hago b'kodesh shel hagon hakodesh baal minchas elazar zechus yigen aleinu hayilispor kama pamim biyom below bracha. He would have counted multiple times without a bracha. V'lachal pachas ad asara pamim, even up to 10 times. L'famim yoter v'more. V'darka b'kodesh b'chol meshech yimei hasfira kodem tefilos Anabakach Elam Natseach Lamar Svira. So I guess in where the Selam Natseach and also Anabakach, he would actually insert the day that it was Vechenishma Mipa Kacher Kama Pamim Be Emtsa Hayom Ubeshas Hasuda. So he was constantly, it's a pretty unbelievable thing, like the idea of the awareness of where we're holding in Sphira. So it's an unbelievable thing. So like, we think, okay, I said 18, I counted tonight, I'm good, I'll see you tomorrow night, you know? So he's saying that, no, there's an idea of constantly, so obviously for, you know, you don't want to get over carried away, but the idea is that to have an awareness of where we're holding in Sphira is a big deal. Just go back one page. I want to just show you one quick thing here. On here it says Tefila Hi Ha'etz Latikan Amidos. So he says here that he says Tefila Hi Ha'etz Latikan Amidos. B'niflam Divrei Harav HaKadosh Rabbi Uri Mi Stralisk. He says, "Be'inyan tikan amidos v'hataivos." Right, so one person's working on his midos and his taivos. Da'af she'isa b'svar makdoshim kama hitchakmos. There might be all these great wisdoms that are found in the holy books. Mikom makom lo haya derech avodas avazeh rak aydei tefila. You know what the answer is? Davin. Shehaya mitpalel Hashem al kol klal v'klal al kol prat v'prat b'chol kocho v'kavanaso ad shnitar v'nitkadesh v'mele nitaknu hamidos me'aleam. Right, so daven, like if you call out Hashem and ask, help me with this mida that's challenging me, daven with all your energy, with all your passion and kavana, that's the trick to getting to that place of attaining tremendous tahara. All right. So again, just to to keep it in mind. So like what we're doing here is we're in the process of, we're still working through Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? We got out and the job is just starting. And so as much as we're able to get that focus to idea of working towards getting out of Mitzrayim and leaving behind all the negativity and all the distractions and all the whatever else that holds us down, and this is the time so that we can open ourselves up so that when we get to Shavuos, we're really ready to receive that incredible inspiration that is Mama Harsima.
When they were giving examples of seven,
yeah,
did they use like the wedding, like when a woman walks around with the mother and the bride, they walk around
seven times.
It's like breaking away. Like the whole concept of seven
is there, but there it's building a wall.
No, but you're breaking through.
You're breaking through there. I thought the idea is that she's building a wall. She's creating the wall around her husband. It's it, right? Because by Yericho, they went around seven times to make the wall go down, right? Right. I think here, I thought the idea is that she's actually creating a wall.
I'll get back to you on that.
No, I could see how you could say it the other way also, that she's breaking down whatever wall he might have for it. But I thought perhaps it's a creation.
I think I learned it.
That he said it's taking it, that it's removing a wall.
Just because maybe I just read it wrong.
No, it could be that's what he's saying. It could go either way. It depends how you look at the world. I mean, is it half empty or half full? So is she building or is she destroying, or is she creating a pathway to?
Yeah.
Or both? Why not both? Yeah. Yeah. No. Fine. Wait.
Definitely some interesting visualizations.
Yeah.
So
the next one is, there's a lot of good stuff coming up in this thing, especially with, we're 18, right? So by next week, we'll be up to, we're getting closer to Lag BaOmer. So definitely gets us ready for, I mean, but also talks about the idea of Sphira, about like what the idea that we are in this Midas Hadin, and all the bad things that happened during this time. Yeah, yeah, but also good stuff. So, yeah, we'll get there. All right?
Yes.
Yeah.